Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. Today's show you're going to love. We're answering all your emails about orgasms, fetishes, jealousy challenges in your relationship, sexual confidence, and so much more. So thanks for listening. I need to talk to you about something, some very exciting news. You all know I love my magic wand vibrator that I've talked about for years. It's been around for 30 years, not mine personally, but the magic wand has been. We call it the Cadillac of all vibrators because it truly, if you've never had an orgasm, you want to have multiple orgasms, this thing started out as a personal body massager, and now it has taken over as being the top vibrator for 30 years. But now, the big news, Vibratex, the company that brought you the original magic wand, they have released it from its cord. There is no cord. There is no limits to how you can enjoy it. It is now rechargeable. Do you know what that means? Do you know what that means? Where you could take it? You could like go camping. You could take it anywhere.
I know. Menace. Before that, you had to bring a generator to plug it into. Now,
I know. Menace, do you remember?
It's out in the wild.
I know. It's crazy. And it's really good. It has a new silicone head. It really feels amazing, I have to say. And it has more speed patterns, 4 amazing vibration patterns, intensity settings. I'm so loving my Magic Wand Rechargeable, and you should check out their website, magicwandrechargeable.com, because if you've been hearing about this Magic Wand thing for a while and you haven't even bought one yet, you got to check it out. Read more about it, and it'll be your sure thing. It'll be your go-to, and you can use it during sex, the whole thing, during intercourse. I hope you love it as much as we do. I know you will. Fill us in. Thanks for listening.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's
got
to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
To Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com where you can listen to all of our podcasts, sign up for our mailing list, and do that. Sign up for it because it's a good time. It's a good time email once a week. And also, we have 2 shows a week, so easily you could subscribe. You could listen on your smartphone. You could listen online, however you want to listen. Hi, Menace. What's
Hi.
Up with you?
How you doing?
I'm so good.
Good. We had a great couple of shows, the past couple of shows.
They were fun.
A round table.
I know. What'd you think about that?
A bunch of single people. That was awesome.
That was awesome.
And then...
It's the casual sex show from last week, right, Madison? Yeah. Madison's here too. Producer Madison. Mm-hmm. Yep, last week.
And then I announced that I have a dog, my dog Chiro. And a lot of people from the Sex with Emily podcast are following the dog and loving the dog. So
follow it on Instagram, yeah. My dog Churro.
Yes.
I'm loving it.
Churro. And then, so that's what's been going on with my life. Just, you know, working like crazy. I'm going to take some vacation, go to Boston and New York. So what's up to all
how long
Boston,
are you gone? Do we know this schedule?
I don't know. Probably not.
I think you need to pass it by us because we might need to do some shows. Yeah. So just let me know where you're going to be.
I know. All the scheduling has been up to before that. So I don't know.
Good.
We haven't talked about it yet.
But I love that you're traveling. That's good. So the dog, has it brought you closer together? Does your girlfriend want to get pregnant now?
No, not at all. This is very anti because she's still just a puppy. Yeah. So she wakes up in the middle of the night and I can't really wake up in the middle of the night because I have to work every morning. I get up at 3 a.m. And then so she has to wake up. So it's kind of put her in a bad mood because she has to work and she has to.
Hard.
Yeah.
That's a bummer.
I mean, you have to wake up every 2 hours for the dog.
But she's so cute.
Oh, the cutest dog.
Every 2 hours because she's not trained yet?
Yeah. She's just a baby.
Can't you just send her to like a school to train for like a week and then you bring them back and they're trained?
I believe you can probably
do that.
Yeah.
Doggy boarding school?
No, people do that. Like my brother.
Yeah.
He like adopted a dog and was like, take the dog for a few weeks.
Yeah, I'm sure you can do that. But that costs like thousands of dollars. Exactly. And I'd rather go to Boston, New York. And
no, I totally get it. Totally get it. But I think that's exciting. Congratulations. Mazel tov, as they say in the Jewish people.
Thank you so much. We were kind of talking last time that you were going to go on a date and how that goes.
Yes,
what you end up doing.
I did end up going on a date and it was just mediocre. I ended up cutting it short. I had to make up
How do you cut it short?
You say, I have a really early meeting tomorrow. I didn't get a lot of sleep last night, which were all true. And I just wasn't into it. Here's the thing. I think that so much about life is trusting your gut and your instincts about people. And a lot of what I've done in dating is stayed too long. As you know, I've dated people for too long. I've kept employees for too long, you know, giving people a chance, whatever. But a lot of times you just know. You just know.
Wow, you're growing as a person. Before, you're like, oh, I don't really like him, but I'm still going to go out anyways.
I know. Someone told me that yesterday, too, that I've grown. Oh, I was with my friends from San Francisco. We're in town last night. They're like, wow, you're like Emily. Like, they haven't seen me in 3 years. Like, do you remember my friend Stelio, who has that amazing house in Noe Valley? We used to go. He moved to Santa Fe, but we used to go to his house.
Oh,
and we did
a show
from there. It was beautiful.
Awesome.
Yeah. And he's been my friend for 15 years. And he's like, I can't even believe what you're talking. Like, he knew he was like making no money. I'm like, instead of paying taxis $40 for the airport, can I drive you to the airport? You know?
Yeah.
And I told him all the business. He's exciting. So yeah, I do feel like I'm grown up.
That's great.
Thank you very much.
That's good.
So yeah, the date was at, and then I had a wedding this weekend in Ojai, which is so funny. So I went, have you been to Ojai?
I've heard of it.
It's pretty. It's like on the near Santa Barbara. I know you and I are like so Northern California. Everyone's like, have you not been to Ojai? I'm like, okay, I'll tell you about, I know Napa, as you know. Mm-hmm. I know Big Sur, but I don't know much. So Ojai is really pretty. There's lots of spas there and stuff. But I went for a friend's wedding. Funny enough, a guy I met on the beach in Thailand 15 years ago when I was traveling. An Israeli guy, sweetheart. We had a week fling on the beach 15 years ago.
Okay.
We're Facebook friends.
Yeah.
So I was in Israel, as you know. And he saw that I was in Israel. And he said, oh, my God, you're in Israel. Are you going to be in Tel Aviv? I live in Tel Aviv. What? I'm marrying a woman from L.A. in a few months. She lives with me. I think you guys, you'd be, you know. And I haven't talked to him for 15 years. Uh-huh. I said, awesome. I'll come meet up with you guys. So we all went out. I love his wife. Literally, we did not stop talking the whole time. She's awesome. So they're like, come to our wedding. So nothing awkward, weird that I hooked up with her husband 15 years ago.
I don't know. I've been invited to weddings.
Right.
Where I've had past relationships with somebody and I never go.
But it was a week in Thailand. It was 15 years ago.
Weird.
Not even a week. It might have been 3 days.
What the groom or, you know. Looks like naked and all kinds of crazy stuff.
It's been so long. And here's the thing. I think she's so funny though, because she said, well, when he said you were from LA, because I'm not from LA, I'm from San Francisco, if anything, in Michigan. I thought, and she's from Beverly, like she's from Beverly Hills. She's like, I just thought, oh God, she's going to want to play the name game, no girl. And then she's like, oh my God, but we just loved each other right away. And you're right. It is. All my friends are like, you're going without a date, without knowing anybody. And I'm like, just driving up to Ojai, never been. So I got there and I love Stag, by the way, at a wedding. But it was really fun. It was at their family house outside and it was half part Israeli, part American. And it was beautiful. And they met on Tinder in Israel because she lives in Israel. The house. Yeah, they met on Tinder.
Wow.
So it was exciting. And I just know you love all my ex-boyfriend story. But you didn't have a boyfriend, but ex, whatever. I just think that connections in life, if you can keep them going, if you spend time in your life with someone that you really care about, because we have a history.
If you really cared about.
But you know what? I met the coolest. They have such interesting friends. If I had gone out with them in Israel and it was a bust and they were boring, would I be at their wedding? No. But I found them very, very interesting people. And I love that I went.
That's totally cool. I would hang out with them. Like 99% of the time, I just wouldn't do it at their wedding. That's all. We're just different.
It was a casual wedding.
You go on trips with your ex-boyfriends with your current boyfriend. We're just different people.
Which I'm going to do that. Again, right. Totally. We are different people. But that's what makes the world go around. So it's funny. Our last show about casual sex, I just wanted to mention. Did you put this email in here? Oh. Because going back to that really quickly, someone said they listened to the show. And after listening last week's show with the panel, one thing struck him. What happened to sex being an act of love? While sex was filled with physical excitement, promotes pure enjoyment, when one performs sex as an act of love, not just lust, personally, I think it brings you another level. Maybe it's a topic for another show. I think he was just thinking that we didn't talk about love enough during casual sex, which it was a casual sex show. Shout out to Anthony. Thank you for... I love when you guys email me your thoughts about the show, specific examples. Yeah. I just want to appreciate that.
And please tell me what city and how you listen to the podcast
exactly.
In your email. I listen to the podcast on...
I'm not getting into emails now, but for some reason that was just there and I wanted to bring it up.
On iTunes or Podcast One or whatever, and what city you're from. You can even say, you know, a fake name. It's all good. But to answer his question too, it was more like about one night stands and, you know, just casual hookups. I understand the love part. I love talking about love and hope that people find somebody that they spend the rest of their life with. Emily might not be on board. She doesn't think that'll ever last. Hey. But that wasn't the topic at hand.
Right. That was the topic at hand. But I think it's he was sweet about it. It's a good point that we could talk more about love.
We're just searching for it for
no,
Emily.
No, we are. But
all.
It's funny that you should say that. Also, I was on a podcast this week, a guest on Susan Pinsky's podcast called Calling Out with Susan Pinsky. And she's like psychic mediums on the show. Mm-hmm. And I got my read by a psychic in she was in New York on the phone. She didn't know me, but she said that she did see. God, I wish the podcast just came out today. Everyone, you should check it out. It was really funny and it was good. And it was with my friend Emily as well. And she said she just read a lot of stuff. And she said that she knew that she said, I'm going to write another book. It's going to be very successful. Mm-hmm. She said that I'm going to have some kind of something like a sex move or something that I call the Emily. Or I'm going to do something Emily, or it could be a vibrator, she said. Because I said a vibrator? She said that's going to also be very successful. As far as meeting someone, she said, I've never really been in the space to, and I just kind of pick and choose whatever guys, but I'm not really into it. But there will be someone coming into my life in the next
I've already told you the next big thing.
What? In
Emily's box.
I know.
And you just put toys and like samples and stuff like that.
I'm selling my box. I'm doing a flashlight. I definitely thought it was
Emily's box, and then people can get a monthly box of just cool products that you.
That would be cool.
That's what I'm saying.
Selling some condoms.
You don't
I know.
Listen to
dude,
me, but whatever.
Do you know
people,
how much I'm trying to like.
I understand, but I'm just giving you an idea. And
I love it. Emily's box. Who wants to manage my Emily box program? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. I'll give you a percentage of sales. We'll talk about it after.
I'm telling you right there.
Yeah. No, we just need someone to spearhead. We don't have those people on there.
There's this company called Loot Crate that I'm friends with, and they've already done millions of dollars in sales within less than 8 months.
What's it called? Loot box?
Loot crate. But okay. It's like so, comic content.
I mean, so. I know. I mean, I have got my Emily and Tony products. I've got, you know. I'm
but throw them in the
shows.
Box. Everybody wants your box.
I know. They do. Emily's box kind of sounds.
Perfect, yeah.
I kind of like it. Emily's sex box?
No.
We'll get into it.
Just Emily's box.
No, you're right. Emily's box.
That's the way you can be on. Yeah, you can be on TV and say Emily's box. And
I like it.
Okay. Sex box.
I like it. I like it, Manus. And anyway, did I guess I didn't. The Anthony thing, I kind of half read it. Was that too? Did I get into his point?
Yeah, no, I think so. He was just trying to speak up for the people who believe that love makes sex better.
Yeah, love makes sex better. And thanks for having standards there, Anthony, because we're down with you. Okay, so I got a little sex in the news.
All right, do
this
it.
This one's pretty intense. It's pretty disturbing.
Okay.
An anesthesiologist busted calling patients manhood penis Ebola during surgery. Ebola. So this man was knocked. He was under. He went under to have surgery, right? Mm-hmm. So when he was doing that, you know, they put you under the anesthesiologist. Mm-hmm. You're knocked out. The patient, he was doing a colonoscopy?
Colonoscopy, which is the most vulnerable a person can be while knocked out anyway. You've
exactly.
got a doctor
unless
probing
he had
your
penis
butt.
Surgery like me.
So here's That's the thing. True. Oh, dude, that was so
Wish
rough.
I'm wondering if there's any video out there of it.
I was in the... Of your penis surgery?
Yeah, my penis being
Well, listen
on.
To what happened yeah. to this. The patient had set his phone to record so he wouldn't miss the doctor's post-op instructions, but ended up taping medical staff joking that a rash on his member was probably tuberculosis in the penis or penis Ebola.
Oh.
But it goes on. I mean, he recorded them, like, the anesthesiologist joking about the rash. They said he wasn't really a man. That man annoyed me his first 5 minutes in here. After finished five minutes talking to you, I wanted to punch you in the face and man you up a bit. They think he's probably gay. I'm going to mark hemorrhoids even though we don't see them and probably won't.
That was the worst part when I was reading it and she's like...
what kind of doctors are these
whatever.
People?
If he was being an a-hole, then whatever.
No,
Who
dude.
Cares?
You don't talk like this. It's terrible. And he's
so
suing
what?
Them.
Yeah.
Sticks and stones, people. Get over it.
Actually, really quick, shout out to my GI who listens to the show. The guy who did my colonoscopy, Dr. Trivedi, is like in love with this show.
I love him. Let's have him on.
I don't think that's going to work out. But I say, I trust you. With your colonoscopies, Dr. Trivedi,
right.
You would never do anything this awful.
No, it's just bad. It's just bad protocol.
Physically, anything happened to this guy? No.
Yeah, he's suing, though, for a lot of money. Damaging. They called his penis small, didn't they?
Slander.
Wow.
Slander.
They said he had Ebola.
He's the
penis.
One that has the audio. He didn't put it out there. He's the one that's slandering himself by putting it in the public.
Well, I think he actually was just like bringing it to like lawyers because he wanted, I think he heard dollar signs when he was listening to it. He was like, well, that's rude. And then was like, oh, wait, I can make money off of this. And honestly, now it's public.
You know what? It sucks. It's embarrassing. And I would be upset too. But to go ahead.
Now everyone knows he's got rashes on his penis.
Yeah.
On the other hand.
To sue over it, you're being a pussy. I'm sorry.
Okay. Got it. All right. Man dresses up as a giant penis, another penis story, to promote safe sex. A Norwegian sex education charity wants to encourage people to use condoms and have safer sex. They came up with a really novel way to promote their cause using a man dressed up as a giant penis. Philip, he's 19, was the lucky one to get the unusual job. He dresses up in a giant penis costume and runs around beaches and parks giving people a fright as he sprays them with golden confetti, apparently all in a good cause. Kind of like a golden shower. I thought it was hilarious. If I can do a good thing for others just by being a dick, there's nothing better, he says. Now, the reason why he was a winner for this, I guess apparently there's casting, is because he was 6'4" tall. So I wonder...
Wow.
Size does matter when you want to dress up as a penis. It doesn't really matter with a penis. The other thing is, Madison, can you show me that penis is so... did you look at the picture?
I did.
Let me see this penis.
It's the most awkward, stumpy... Like it, I got it right here. Look at this costume. Do you think this is weird, Madison? Look at it. It's hard to tell that it's even a penis. It's like a thick... It's like a...
No, I would say that was a penis.
But...
It has balls on it.
I know, but it's bizarre. So what he's doing, he's going up behind people on the beach. Do you remember that guy at Fisherman's Wharf in San Francisco? He used to jump up with the trees behind you. He'd have like a tree in his head.
He died, by the way.
He did?
Yeah. Huh. Well, there was two of them, so one of them died.
I'm sure there was a few, but this guy jumps up on you and he's a penis, but they're trying to promote safe sex, so I'm all for that. But suddenly lots of people, he said, wants to touch the penis, take pictures with the penis. I almost felt harassed.
I mean, I would definitely throw that guy in a hug. Like, you'd want a picture of you just hugging.
For sure. I actually
penis.
Want the penis costume. But I'm all for safe sex. So whatever they got to do. Because apparently there's a high STD rate and they don't use a lot of condoms in Norway. So that was the point.
Good.
Good to know.
But jumping up behind people, come on. That's kind of ridiculous.
I know.
Spraying them with glitter.
Oh, my God, it's a penis. Okay.
How mad would you be?
I'd be so mad. I don't like a dick in the back or a dick in the box or a dick surprising me. Okay. Emails. Menace, tell them what they got to do when they email us, because I think you're really convincing to the people. They listen to you more.
When you email us, this is all you have to do. You don't have to use your real name. It's all good. But we'd love to hear what area you're from and how you listen to the podcast. Like, if you listen on iTunes, if you listen on Podcast One, or you just listen at sexwithemily.com. Just let us know, because we like to see, you know, where we should focus on.
Exactly. And right. And you also said, sorry, I was talking to Madison. You said to put your name and where you're from and all that.
Yeah. And always, wherever you get the podcast from, if there's a place to comment on the podcast or review it, just do that. This is not to guilt trip you, but that's the least you can do. Emily works hard every day on the podcast. Please just do that.
Yeah.
And then she can sleep at night.
Okay. Thank you. That's all I want to sleep. Okay. Hi, Emily. I've been dating my boyfriend for 3 months. We are both... Oh, these are the emails. Yeah. feedback@sexwithemily.com. Love hearing from you. Hi, Emily. I've been dating my boyfriend for 3 months. We are both 23, and he is my first boyfriend. I love the idea of blowjobs. I haven't done much of them, but my boyfriend doesn't like them at all. When I get near him with my mouth, he says not to bother. It doesn't get him off. We do talk about sex, and I've told him how much I'd love to get him off with my mouth, but he doesn't seem into it. Is there a way I can convince him to want more blowjobs? P.S. Love your show, Melina.
Wow.
Haven't gotten many of these emails, although I've gotten some. I've gotten some that guys don't love blowjobs and women feel sort of like maybe they're doing something wrong.
Yeah, they're probably terrible at it.
This is more common. Yeah, there's a lot of women that aren't as great, which is why I'm taking my blowjob workshop and oral sex workshop on the road. We just did that killer one at Hustle last week. And I think it is more common than you think here, Melina. Some guys, you know, are blowjob fanatics. Some guys aren't. And he just might not be entirely comfortable with. Maybe he has like a post-traumatic blowjob disorder where someone gave him a really bad blowjob, or he hurt himself, or maybe he just, the two other times he had blowjobs, who knows, he wasn't able to get off that way. So I'm not sure. It's just like people have limiting beliefs about how they can orgasm. But I mean, Menace, do you know guys who don't like blowjobs?
No, I don't know any guys. But the only reason that I would think would be is they just receive really bad ones. And then they go, it's not even worth it. I'd rather just have sex with you, you know?
Yeah, or maybe, right, exactly. And women do, I think, in their, you know, I'm not going to stereotype, there's some women who are great, but there are certain things like, you know, having enough pressure, having enough saliva, making sure it's wet, like I'm using my hands, using your hands, using your mouth. I mean, I just think that, Melina, if you want to, like, read up on some blowjob thing and just be like, hey, baby, try this one. Just tell me you can't come from this. I mean, you could have some fun with it, but first ask him why he's not a fan. Maybe, like I said, he had a bad experience. He could be insecure. It could be some religious reasons.
Maybe he feels he can't last that long. And then so he'd rather have, you know, because once a guy maybe he gets to completion, it's going to take him a while to get back in fighting shape to have actual sex again. And maybe that's what his goal is.
And he might be thinking to himself, exactly, like if I ejaculate, you will want to have sex. I just think you got to talk to him about it. I think that there could be a million different things going on. It could be that he thinks that, he won't. And you could tell, if the thing is that he's afraid he's going to ejaculate and not be able to have sex, you could be like, you know what, babe, tonight's all about you. Just want you to come. Mm-hmm. Work on it. Use your hands, give him a hand job, try your ways around this, but first ask. I mean, maybe it's painful for him, I don't know, but talk to him about it and then practice. You can practice your blowjob skills if he's down. If he's not, you know, that's what you got to do. We all make sacrifices in relationships.
Agreed.
Okay. Next one is about orgasms.
All right. The elusive orgasm.
Dear Emily, I am 22-year-old female in a relationship of 2 years, and I've been listening to your podcast while I run. I've experienced orgasms during masturbation and through sex, but they feel very different. I'm wanting to know if what I'm feeling is actually an orgasm or not during sex, with or without clitoral stimulation. When I reach a peak, it feels like a huge weight is being lifted off my shoulders and a rush of emotions comes to the surface and a wave comes over me. Sometimes I even cry. In a good way. Is this an orgasm or close to an orgasm? Anita. Anita, I'd say you're having a friggin' orgasm there.
Yeah.
Now, it's true that your orgasms during masturbation might feel different than your orgasms during intercourse. It sounds like you might be having a blended orgasm or a G-spot orgasm that's more internal with his penis. I'm not sure how you masturbate. If it's clitorally, it definitely does feel a little bit different. But it sounds like you're having that full body emotion, shaking, crying. I believe you're having an orgasm.
I mean, also, wouldn't there be some fluid also?
If she squirted, you mean?
No, I mean, just a little bit, right? If she's having an orgasm.
Sometimes there's a fluid, yeah. I mean, do you not feel satisfied? Is there something that, I wonder where she's asking, you know, if she's not totally, because I always feel like you just know, But there's, again, like if it was triggered by clitoral caresses, intercourse, G-spot stimulation, we don't know. Orgasms in context are different too, because they're very exciting. If you just fell in love with someone in a relationship, it could be like you could just be having a lot of emotions right now. During lovemaking, if there's longer sessions, he's touching everywhere, there could be more intense climaxes that it built up to. But I would say, you know, stop questioning it. That sounds like you're good to go.
Just go with it.
I know. Yeah.
The first couple of times I had orgasms, I was kind of like, whoa, what is going on here? Like, you're not 100%, you know, it feels good, but you're not 100% sure if it's an orgasm, if it's close. Like, the buildup feels like an orgasm in itself. And then the actual orgasm happens. You're like, what in God's name was that?
Right. So, and you're still practicing. You're going to have, I mean, you know, good for you. Keep going. Keep masturbating. Keep playing with yourself. You're going to know. It's good. Okay. But first, now, before we get back to fetishes, which I know Minus loves talking about that, we're going to talk about our sponsor, Emily and Tony, which is actually my candles that I make. I have a brand called Emily and Tony. You go to emilyandtony.com. And if you've never heard of a massage candle or used one, you're going to want one because it is... I made it so you'll have better sex and it'll spice your sex life.
Because it smells good and it's fun to use.
Have you had fun using it?
Personally,
he doesn't massage. It's okay.
I mean, I don't massage.
You like the down under comfort.
I love the down under comfort. It is awesome.
That's for your balls.
But I use the candle all the time.
Yeah.
But you just know, not for as house,
right?
Just not as massage candles. But my coworkers, which remember, I don't know if you remember this, gave me a bunch to give my coworkers, and they absolutely love it.
I love it. Okay, that's good. So basically, it's a massage. It's a candle. Look, it's a beautiful candle made in France. It's made of amazing ingredients. If you care about that stuff, aromatherapy gets you in the mood. But what happens is you light it. You blow it out, and it turns into warm, sexy, sensual, luxurious massage oil.
That's fun to play with.
Like I put it on at night. People are like, oh, I have no one to massage. I'm like, I give myself a hand massage every night. I blow it out, and it's not like, it's not this kind of like, you know, like a lot of massage oils you get like all over your clothes and your bed. You got to change sheets. It's sticky. This stuff is just warm. It sticks to your skin, not anywhere else, and you'll love it. So check out emilyandtony.com. Use code SEXWITHEMILY for 20% off your first order. That's emilyandtony.com. Check it. You'll love it. Just saying, you want to spice up your sex life. Do it. Okay. What?
You have other stuff with Emily.
I have Dawn Under Comfort.
Uh-huh.
Which is, it's summer. We could talk about that too. It's a cream to a powder form. Who did I give it to? I was at a party the other night after Susan Pinsky's podcast. Ray Vaughn from American Idol was a friend of her, whatever. He's on it right now. And his stylist for American Idol was there. And he's like, is that you, Emily? He's like, I use your Dawn Under Comfort. I've given it to everyone on the road with American Idol. It changes our life. Because it's a cream to a, how do you make, like a lot of men use talcum powder.
Yeah.
And they sweat, or women use it under their breasts, lower back. You know that dripping sweat in the summer when you just can't stop it? It's coming from every pore. And we're not, you use deodorant, but like, what do you do about your ass sweat or your boob sweat or whatever? You put this on, it smells amazing, and it, rash, no chafing, and you stop sweating. And
you feel fresh. Let's just say you don't have time to, you work all day and you have a date right after, you apply this and you'll smell great. Because what about if you're working all day, you have a date after, it goes really well, and then you smell down there, you're not going to get laid, you know?
No, exactly.
Get some down
and you
under.
Still smell good at night, right? You get home 12 hours late, you smell good. Okay, so you guys, that's enough about that. Pantyhose fetish.
All right.
Emily, I just love pantyhose. Everything about them. How they feel when I put them on, how my wife looks and feels, and how other women look. I've mentioned to my wife how sexy she looks, and I've bought her some pantyhose. What are your thoughts on pantyhose, and how can I incorporate it more into our sex life? Thanks, Marcus.
All right.
Okay, Marcus, this is not unusual to have a fetish. Usually, this is a defined fetish. Typically, you need the object present to actually have an orgasm, to ejaculate, to be aroused. And so you're saying that, you know, a lingerie fetish is that's focused on pantyhose, totally common. For some people, it's like the look, the feel. Some men get aroused when you put it on yourself. Totally get it. But sounds like you're interested in all of it and you want to incorporate it into sex. So why not have your wife wear some? Do a sexy strip tease for you. What about those thigh highs? Those are super sexy, still made out of pantyhose.
Yeah, there's also people that are really into is he didn't mention sniffing panties, right?
He did not mention sniffing, but there's a lot of guys into sniffing
I know,
panties.
We were just talking about this today because
on the Woody Show?
On the Woody Show that I do, we had this thing called Freak of the Week, and we read just like Craigslist ads. And in the ad, there was one guy who was just like, hey, I'm looking for somebody to sniff their panties. And that's it. And he goes, by the way, I live in my car.
Oh my God!
It's crazy
that there's something about that internet, that interweb.
Yeah, but
crazy.
Like it's weird because like some lingerie I think is hot, like the girls with like boy shorts and stuff like that. But the stuff that has like all the crazy straps,
I think you don't love that stuff. We've always talked about that. They're trying like, too hard.
So cheesy to me. It reminds me of like when I was a kid and I would see like girls in their lingerie on posters and so like 80s and they should have Aquanet. Like frizzy hair.
I know,
and stuff like that.
I know. But some women like lingerie and some men find it
but
sexy.
They
and
love
these
it
are
for
even
themselves.
Like the thigh highs. These are pantyhose. Yeah, but that's true. Here's the thing, Menace. Even if you don't find it sexy, for a woman, sometimes you put on the matching panties and your bra or you're wearing lingerie, we feel sexy. It gives us confidence. So, you know, hopefully that transfers because we all know that confidence is the sexiest thing you can wear in the bedroom.
Yes.
So if you're feeling really good about what you're wearing, you know, that's going to help too. But here's the thing with you here, Marcus, is that she could do a strip tease. You could even have her wear like a cheaper pair and rip them off her. I think that's hot. I've had a guy do that once, like rip off my pantyhose.
Yeah?
Yeah, have you?
Just
hot.
Rip them
like
in
he
half?
He ripped them. Like he ripped off the crotch and boom.
Hot. Wow.
Yeah. I was like, I'm down. She can wear them during sex too. Like if she's wearing thigh highs, or you could rip a hole in it if she's cool with that. They're cheap. You buy them like $1 at the drugstore. I don't have to be like her fancy ones. Use them as bondage to blindfold. She could. You said you want to incorporate them. If she's cool with you wearing them, you can wear them. But she could also wrap them around your eyes and your face. So you can smell them, and she could blindfold you. You could trace them across your naked body, the material. She could wrap your penis in it very lightly and use, like, she could use, like, drape it over your penis, the feeling of that. She could use some beads. She could use some feathers. I mean, there's different things she could do to tickle your penis using incorporating it. The possibilities literally are endless. Yep. So if your wife is down with this, it's his wife, correct?
Yeah.
I'm cool with it too. Just keep talking about it.
Yeah, go
for it. I
would
love it if a guy was, I mean, if he was like, I'm really into you wearing sexy lingerie every time we had sex, I'd be like, or sexy whatever, I'd be like, cool.
Yeah, you would love that.
I would. It's true. All right. Okay, we're gonna, time for another one.
All right.
Dear Emily, I've been dating my partner for about a year now, and from the initial point of our relationship, he made it very clear that he genuinely is not jealous. At first, I thought, okay, this is great. But as time progressed, he repeatedly talked having threesomes with either men or women, claims he would enjoy seeing me with someone else. This isn't what concerns me. It's the fact that he says he would like me to have sexual encounters with other women behind his back and then tell him about it, claiming that what turns him on is the cheating aspect of it. Another huge concern I have is that recently there was a conversation about Facebook, and he claims that he doesn't mind if I explicitly flirt with other men online and even talk about sexual things with them. I am so confused as to what all this means, and to be honest, I don't like it one bit. It makes me feel undervalued and somewhat self-conscious. Any advice? Is this just a bad situation that will only get worse? XOXO, Emily. Her name's Emily as well. Okay, how long have they been together? A year. Okay, Emily, it sounds like it's like a borderline cuckold fetish when you want to see your partner with somebody else. Usually it's another man.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean that he doesn't value or find you attractive. It's sort of like his fetish. His desire is predicated on seeing, part of it is predicated on seeing you with other men or other women. And it's kind of like a desire to be, that you want to be turned on by being spanked or something like mm-hmm. this is what visually would turn him on. And so it's like he wants you to cheat, but he wants to know about it because it's the thrill of him getting off.
Yeah, I don't understand that at all.
I know.
But I know there's a lot of people into that.
Mm-hmm. Right. I mean, a lot of people are. But you have to have both partners that are into it. So there's a way to, like, carefully walk into this situation. Like, maybe you do just start talking about it when you're having sex. He could say, like, oh, I think it's so hot that, you know, watching you.
I wonder how
woman.
Those situations go down. Like, is the guy, like, let's say the husband, is he just in the corner saying, yeah, do that, you know?
Yeah,
like,
they are.
Get commentary and stuff like
yeah.
that?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like a, it's what were you saying?
I kind of, like, I happen to know about this because we had to do some research. We had Dr. David Lee, was he the one, who was talking about hot wives and stuff. And literally, it's the excitement comes from watching your wife. It's almost like a shaming thing, like like an S&M thing. It's like a submissive thing. It's like the shame and the, like, I don't know, the kind of, like, aggression that comes from watching another man, like, ravage your wife and watching her enjoy it. So they literally sit in the corner with their penis in their hands and kind of, like, watch it.
Yeah, they watch. Yeah, they're but it's it. That, but it's also sort of, did you say it's also sort of a shaming thing, too?
Yeah.
Whereas it's like, my penis is bigger, I don't feel as good. But it's like, it's just like how pain and pleasure are so closely linked.
Yeah.
But if you're not comfortable cheating on your boyfriend, but he's not even calling it cheating, indulge the fantasies other ways. So talk. You got to talk more about this. The threesome idea further, again, role playing, and then you could dirty talk it. Tell him about an affair that hasn't even happened yet, or maybe what your fantasies are, and just see how that goes. He might be able to rope you into this. I don't know. But if you don't feel comfortable with it, it's a good time to know a year in.
Yeah.
Yes.
This is not the kind of thing that every woman's going to come around to, but... This happens. And I'm glad that he's telling you, because I don't think you should wait too long sharing sexual fantasies with people.
No, not at all.
Madness, if there's any sexual fantasies you'd like to share with me, please go. Otherwise, we're going to wrap up this puppy.
All right. Fantasies. I'm trying to think. Wait, let me ask you first. What's your fantasy?
I need to update them. Let me see. I haven't... I think I've done a lot of things that I want to do. My fantasy would be, I don't know, I guess I'd like to do a little more bondage. I mean, I've done some, but maybe somebody who's a little more experienced, a little more bondage play. I've had threesomes. I've been with a woman. I mean, I've done a lot of stuff. I got to update. There's got to be more.
You got to make a new list.
I need to make a new bucket list. Yeah. Madison, any fantasies for you you'd like to share in parting words?
I was just thinking about that. I need more time. I need to think these things out.
I didn't mean to spring it on you.
Yeah, I know.
You think of sex with Emily.
Off the top of my head, I'm like, I don't know. I'm so boring. I'm like, like windows open, hotel on the beach. Just sounds nice.
That's like you next week, though, on vacation.
Oh, yeah, with his family. I'm like sleeping with his sister. I'm not even like sleeping in the same room with him.
Wow. They're that's
traditional.
Crazy.
Well, they're traditional, and his younger sister has an older boyfriend who's coming too. So it's of like a, they don't want them to sleep together. So my boyfriend and I can't sleep together kind of thing.
Weak.
Dude, buzzkill.
That's okay. We're going to have sex in random places.
Sex on the beach, yes. Be careful with the sand in your ass, though.
Oh, no. Hotel bathrooms.
Yeah, totally. You guys will make it happen. Okay. The other thing I wanted to say to everyone is follow Menace on Menace, at Menace, The Woody Show. You can download the podcast. Yeah.
We just talked about you again today. You're coming up on the show all the time.
Do you want me just to come in there and...
Bondage came up, and I talked about how we had some people on the show and like all the stories that they shared.
Right.
Because some story came up about bondage, and I go, oh, that's mild. I go, when we had guests on the Sex with Emily podcast, they shared crazy stuff.
Crazy stuff.
It's crazy.
True. Yeah. Like, I mean, you got to listen to it. It was Sunny Megatron. What was it called?
Sex with Sunny Megatron. Yeah.
Yeah. But was it that one?
No, that's what, no, it's not what we called it. We called it,
was Menace here that day?
I'm talking about old school, San Francisco bondage.
Check out our shows, you guys. You can find
it. This chick was talking about like urination in the mouth.
Oh, she was a dominatrix from my sex school.
Yeah.
Sarah, I remember that.
Crazy stuff.
And we've got a lot of podcasts.
She was saying how like some client was upset because she drank coffee before. It was like blowing my mind.
I know. You should have been to our
And she said she had a lot of requests for that.
We should get more people like that.
We have a lot of them. I know. We'll put it on the list. Yeah. What do you guys want to hear about on the show?
Yes.
If you've been listening, or even if you just started, you're like, God, I really want to hear blank. Email me feedback@sexwithemily.com. Also, I'm going to be in New York September 18th to the 20th for the Sexual Health Expo, which we've had great success with it. We did it in Los Angeles, and then we did it in Phoenix. Now we're going to be in New York. So I will be giving you more information about that. And a lot of people, when you heard I was teaching my house or workshop, you're like, come to my town. If you can arrange it, you can figure out a way to get me to where you're at. I will come teach you. We will come talk. I'd love to meet you all. So thanks. Also, follow me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. It's all at sexwithemily, facebook.com/sexwithemily. I love you all. Thank you, Madison. Great production. Thank you, Menace, for being fabulous. And I love you all. Thanks for listening. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. Okay, everybody, this is where I talk to you about your penis again. If we haven't talked about your penis enough, I'm going to talk to you about the Fleshlight, which is the number one sex toy for men, because it really, it just really is. It's the only one that you want. It is a masturbation sleeve. Oh, and they just came out with the Go this week. Isn't that true, Madison?
Yes.
Go. It's just lighter.
Yeah, it's closer to the size of an actual Fleshlight, but it's not more compact on the inside. So the outside is more small, more discreet. Inside, exactly the same, can still accommodate 90% of men, I believe.
Yep.
It's just more travel size. It looks more sneaky. And check out our Instagram. We posted a really funny video yesterday.
Oh, yeah, we posted the best video yesterday at Sex with Emily. But just, I don't know, you guys. I've been talking about this for over a year and a half now, and I know you guys are all loving it because every guy who got one is like, oh, my God, where has it been my whole life? And it's not because you're not having sex. It's not because you're dissatisfied with your sex life. It's just like how I have a million vibrators. Or some women have two, it's fine. You should have something as well that just feels a little different than sex, just as good as sex, and a little different than your hand. And also, if you want to last longer in bed, the stamina training unit is awesome. So do me a favor, because I love you. And if you love me, go to sexwithemily.com, click on the Fleshlight banner, use code Emily, and you get a free bottle of their award-winning Flesh Lube. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Love you.